Ty England's got another good book of rides back in Sydney this week. Morning to you, Ty.
Morning.
Good to talk to you, mate. Take us back to the Cup Day as a jockey, mate. It's the one thing you didn't want with Ace High was that rain, and it must have been just incredible early on to be riding in it.
Yeah, listen, it's just to be a part of it was a huge thrill, and yeah, that weather down there was pretty wild. We run into the races together and we're not having to hang our suits up in the sun just to dry them out. It was that wet. Yeah, it was just bizarre. So anyway, it was all in good fun, and yeah, hopefully get down there and do it again next year.
And not a bad book of rides today. You're on this Melbourne visitor who's 2 for 2, Sebra Kate, in race one. Should be competitive with race experience.
Yeah, you'd think so. It's only been racing in small fields, though. That's the only thing. So, not sure what he has beaten down there, but he does obviously grab another small field today. But sort of Godolphin's to look the standout. So, I just got to be mindful of gate one, where we land and what the speed of the race is.
At least your bloke's been hitting the line, and the two Godolphin horses have only had 2 700-metre trials. This is 1,200.
Yeah, well, that's right. He's got 2 runs under his belt. He's got race experience, and he's got a soft gait. So that sort of definitely jumps out. That's well for him.
Race 3, Tristan D'Angel, last start winner. Always competitive, the Matt Dunn horses in these highways.
Yeah, most definitely. He's got a great record. I think this horse has won on Everest Day, actually. So, yeah, been racing well. Drawn soft, Matty Dunn, highway. Yeah, that's enough ticks for me to be happy.
You'd be happy with the pickup ride on Sexy Eyes. She's the shortest price favourite of the day and hard to beat.
Yeah, definitely. Her form was reading well. And then, yeah, she came out and obviously was dominant last start, ran good times. She's drawn soft, lightweight. Yeah, standout ride for myself.
Lightweight, you say? You've got permission to ride a half over here?
Yeah, I'd sort of... 56 is light enough for me, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, they give me half over, which is good.
Race 5, Chasseuse. Nice return off a long break. Looks an improver.
Yeah, ran well. Winner sort of come round and put him back in behind. Broke the momentum their last start, so I thought... horse is going to improve once again.
You got Mero V in race number 6. He dropped in class. I would have thought suited here.
Yeah, going well. Drawn real sticky gate. That's my only concern. So,
okay, we just dropped out. Yeah, we're just going to ring him back, Ron. His line just clicked out. Mero V is a horse that early on, it promised so much, didn't it? Is he just taking a bit of time?
He has. He's been a very frustrating horse for punters, that's for sure. And he did win his second race, second up this preparation at the 1500. And you thought, hello, we might go on with the job now. But he went from last two runs, he's gone from benchmark 76s or 8s or whatever to 88s. And it's just been a little bit out of his depth. And I don't mind him. I think he's second pick behind this favourite today because he's back to a 78. And I think that's his go in life and 2,000 metres. So I would have thought he's got a chance, a better chance than he's had of late that today.
And Ty, you were just talking about this horse, Mero V.
Yeah, I'm back, Andrew. You lost me.
Yeah, no, just yeah, clicked just out, saying, whatever, yep.
Sticky gate is probably my concern up at the 2,000, but listen, Sky Boy's racing well. Mero V getting up to the 2,000, ideal trip for him.
We move on to Coruscate, who looks one of your better rides of the day. Another one of your better rides of the day. He's 3 from 4 this prep.
Yeah, he's going very, very good. Little bit of... I'm unsure where we're going to land. Speed doesn't read too strong, and we're drawing a tad wide. I think I'll be just open-minded and ride him how he jumps. But, yeah, he's racing very good.
Okay, and you've finished with Sebring Express in the last. She's racing pretty well. We're very consistent, actually.
Yeah, she put two together straight away on the provincial track, and then
She went to Canterbury the other night, and she drew wide, and I had to take her too far back, and I had too much work to do. So from a better gate today, she'll posse up a bit closer, and, yeah, she'll be running it. Still a very nice race.
All right, well, looks a good good winning book of rides, so let's hope you get a few results out of them.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yeah, just some news coming through. Miravay has actually just clicked out as a scratching at 7:26. Yeah, so just 60 seconds ago it was taken out. Race 6, number 4, Ty. So you've lost one of them, but you've still got some good chances.
Thank you. Anyway.
Thanks, Ty. Ty, you'll be all right, mate. Get out there and ride a couple.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. Bye.
Good night.